Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, April 28th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Putin says Russia will win in Ukraine. Many younger voters reject Joe Biden. California to raise taxes on gasoline. And 40% of people in Los Angeles do not feel safe in their own neighborhoods. Also, today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. We'll suggest why we all should remember. But first, the dictator Putin declaring Russia will remain in Ukraine until its military objectives are achieved. Putin addressing the Kremlin-controlled media, stating, quote, our goals in Ukraine will be unconditionally fulfilled. We will guarantee the security of the residents of the separatist regions, unquote. According to the UN, at least 20,000 soldiers and civilians have been killed since Putin launched the illegal invasion 63 days ago. Survey from Harvard says the country's younger voters are turning on President Biden. Just 41% of folks under the age of 30 now approve of his job performance, down 18% compared to last year. Less than half support Biden's position on Ukraine, just 34% give him good marks on the economy. A majority, however, still approve of Mr. Biden's handling of COVID. California lawmakers refusing to stop an annual gas tax increase scheduled for May 1st. The 5% hike in the Golden State will cost residents $9 billion a year. Drivers in California pay the highest taxes on fuel in the nation. The state charges 51 cents for every gallon sold. The funds are being used for green energy projects like high-speed rail. The average price for a gallon of gas in California, $4.21, and Sacramento will not suspend the new gas tax increase. Insanity. 4 in 10 folks living in L.A. say the homeless population makes them feel unsafe. The poll from The Hill finds a growing number of residents concerned with human waste, used needles, and people suffering from mental health problems. Roughly 75% of people living on the streets of L.A. are unstable, drug addicted, or dangerous, the most in the USA. In a moment, the Holocaust, what really happened, right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day in America, and sadly, some folks have no idea what happened in Europe during World War II. Here are some facts. The Nazi persecution of Jews and others began when Hitler seized power in 1933. The Dachau concentration camp near Munich was established for political dissidents later that year, 33. It originally held 5,000 prisoners, all opponents of Hitler. After the outbreak of World War II in September 1939, the Nazis established the first Jewish ghettos in Poland. Jews were not allowed to leave designated areas. in 1941. Germany created a specific task force, the SS, to murder Jews as the German army conquered sections of Russia, Ukraine, Hungary, and other nations. The so-called final solution to the Jewish question, that was extermination, was established by Nazi leaders at the Wannsee Conference in January 1942. It was ordered by Hitler. 40,000 concentration camps then were established throughout the Third Reich. The Nazis created 6 extermination camps solely for the purpose of murdering innocent human beings, including children. During the Holocaust, the Nazis killed 6 million Jews, 3 million Soviet prisoners of war, 250,000 people with disabilities, Down syndrome, things like that, 500,000 Roma, Gypsies, 3,000 Jehovah's Witnesses, 70,000 homosexuals. The aftermath of the Holocaust was that 200 Nazis were brought to trial in Nuremberg, Germany after the war. In all, 199 defendants were tried, 161 convicted, 37 sentenced to death. Today, there are still living Nazi war criminals scattered around the world. At least 6 men are currently wanted by the Israeli government for their roles in the Holocaust. Details about the hunt for these heinous individuals can be found in my book, Killing the SS. Now, the Holocaust is the most vivid example of evil in modern times. There is no excuse for what the Germans did. Stalin in the Soviet Union killed almost as many human beings as Hitler. Mao in China murdered more than the Nazis. Pol Pot in tiny Cambodia exterminated 2 million innocent people. Evil is a part of this world, and we should all acknowledge that and fight against it. My book, out May 3rd, Killing the Killers, tells you about Islamic terrorism, which is evil, to say the least. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 18 years ago today, CBS News aired a report about torture at a U.S.-controlled prison in Iraq. The fallout changed public opinion about the war on terror and damaged America's reputation worldwide. Here is the story of Abu Ghraib. Under Saddam Hussein, that complex was notorious. It was the site of weekly executions by Saddam, torture, horrendous conditions. Most prisoners were Iraqi political dissidents or religious minorities. After Saddam's regime collapsed, coalition forces took over the facility and turned it into a prison controlled by the Pentagon. Beginning in November 2003, reports emerged about mistreatment at Abu Ghraib. On April 28, 2004, 60 Minutes aired a scathing exposé. CBS News released photographs of naked prisoners being beaten, electrocuted, and mocked by American soldiers. During that broadcast, officials from the Pentagon admitted several U.S. troops had committed human rights violations. 1 week later, President George W. Bush issued a public apology saying, quote, The United States is sorry for the humiliation suffered by the Iraqi prisoners and the humiliation suffered by their families. This does not represent the true heart of America, unquote. The Senate Armed Services Committee then launched an investigation. In total, 11 American soldiers were convicted of wrongdoing, most for dereliction of duty. 5 senior officers were either demoted or resigned. The incident sparked a national discussion about the legal rights of terrorist suspects. It also exposed the existence of so-called black sites, a network of overseas prisons controlled by the CIA. And here's something else you might not know. So-called coerced interrogation still is used today against suspected terrorists, as I document in my new book, Killing the Killers. In fact, one of the worst terrorists ever, the ISIS leader al-Baghdadi, was captured and killed because of information gained by coerced interrogation. It's in Killing the Killers. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.